You know I don't love anyone but you. You shouldn't mind because someone else loved me. I do. You shouldn't be jealous of someone who's dead when you have everything.
No, but I don't want to hear about it.
Poor darling. And I know you've been with all kinds of girls, and it doesn't matter to me. Couldn't we be married privately some way? Then if anything happened to me, or if you had a child.
There's no way to be married except by church or state. We are married privately. You see, darling, it would mean everything to me if I had any religion, but I haven't any religion.
You gave me that St. Anthony. That was for luck. Someone gave it to me.
Then nothing worries you?
Only being sent away from you. You're my religion. You're all I've got.
All right, but I'll marry you the day you say.
Don't talk as though you had to make an honest woman of me, darling. I'm a very honest woman. You can't be ashamed of something if you're only happy and proud of it. Aren't you happy?
But you won't ever leave me for someone else.
No, darling, I won't ever leave you for someone else.
I suppose all sorts of dreadful things will happen to us, but you don't have to worry about that.
I don't, but I love you so much, and you did love someone else before.
And what happened to him?
He died.
Yes, and if he hadn't, I wouldn't have met you.
I'm not unfaithful, darling. I've plenty of faults, but I'm very faithful. You'll be sick of me, I'll be so faithful.
I'll have to go back to the front pretty soon.
We won't think about that until you go.
You see, I'm happy, darling, and we have a lovely time. I haven't been happy for a long time, and when I met you, perhaps I was a little crazy.
Perhaps I was crazy, but now we're happy and we love each other. Do let's please just be happy. You are happy, aren't you?
Is there anything I do you don't like? Can I do anything to please you?
Would you like me to take down my hair? Do you want to play?
Yes, and come to bed.
All right. I'll go and see the patients first.